Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.
My name is Jamie, and one word to describe my most craziest sexual experience would be exposing, but maybe a little bit too much.
How much is too much?
It's like I went full in. So it happened in Iceland when I was having a breakup sex with my Portuguese ex-boyfriend. Because we were like doing a long distance relationship and it didn't work. But we already planned this trip to Iceland before we break up.
Why do people do this? Go ahead.
Because I traveled from China to Europe to study. So if I don't do this, the plane ticket from China to Iceland is very expensive, but I was studying in Belgium, so it's cheaper to fly from Belgium to Iceland, and I really want to visit it, so why not? I know, like, Iceland is like a place for a honeymoon or something, but we just went there for breakup. So we went to this very fancy, beautiful Airbnb. It was a very cute cottage. After, like, 6 days of a camping or something like that, because like why do you just really like to do camping? I don't know why. And I was really done with it, and so I was so excited to live in to be in an Airbnb. Finally, we got like beds, we got everything, we got food, we got shower. Not like a concentration camp anymore.
All the basics.
Everything was so great. And so the other day we just woke up really late and we were like cooking together and then watched some Netflix, and then we just decided to have sex because this Airbnb was so fancy. Like the living room is really huge, and we got like this huge window. It's like a floor to ceiling window. So basically this living room is just transparent. And outside it was a little farm, so there were like horses and shit. Sorry. Okay, so there were like horses, so it's just really like really close to nature. It's not like really liberating, so you just feel you can just get naked and just have sex in front of the horses. So we did it. So we were like on the couch and then facing the window and the horses.
This whole idea of we just decided to have sex, it was like, should we play checkers? Are you hungry? Never mind, let's just have sex. Like, it doesn't sound that romantic, even with the horses in the full screen window. I don't know.
Oh my god, not romantic. This is so liberating. Like, it's nature, and you just want to expose yourself, no? Like, go
for the horses watching?
Yeah, I think so, but they just mind their own business, which really hurt my feelings. I don't feel confident about my body anymore.
Well, how do you think your ex-boyfriend felt about his body in front of the horses? I mean, if you really think about it.
But so yeah, we were doing like doggy style, because then the both parties can have a beautiful view. But his view is better because he can see my ass, so I cannot look at horses. It's landscape. Yeah, so
he saw your ass, you saw a horse's ass.
Yeah. But I think my ass is better, so anyway, we were just like having sex, and then we just saw this car driving slowly towards our direction.
Towards you.
Towards us, yeah.
Go ahead.
And it seems like it's coming to our house because there's nothing else there. So it might just be the landlord. And I just flee.
Was he holding his sign, like going like nice moves or something, or no? He was just driving towards the house.
He was just driving towards, because it was time to check out already. It was like 5 p.m. and we forgot, because we were like really just enjoying the sex and we forgot the time.
So the landlord actually rocked up to the house.
Yeah, and I just waited. Like, there's no way I'm gonna like stay with him, like let's just face this together, be naked. No. Like, I'm just out. I just flee to the bedroom. And he was,
oh, I thought you meant you fled outside with the horses, like running naked outside.
So I just flee to the bedroom, and it was just my ex-boyfriend dealing with it like there were condoms on the floor, there were lubes, like, there were everything, and I was just like hiding in the room, and the landlord just went back, and then he was like, I didn't expect this. You were supposed to check out like at 12 o'clock. It's 4 p.m. now.
It's 4 p.m. You guys forgot.
Then he was just like, maybe I just give you a few minutes, and he just left to let us finish our demands.
So he gave you a few minutes to finish up or to clean up? There's a difference.
To clean.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But what did your boyfriend do? Did he like put pillows in front of himself, or like did he get through? You know, it's like a scene in a movie where he's like struggling to get his pants on because your parents are coming home. Like, what was he doing? Or was he just standing there naked, going like, "Yeah, here's my credit card."
I think he at least pull up his pants. That's the only thing he did.
God, I wish I'd been there for that.
So that's your kink, like you.
one of many.
Yeah, you say it like there's only one. No, it's just that it's the interesting part is the discomfort that the owner has, that the landlord has, and like just the guy rocking up to the house. It's a what we call a picture window, so he can see from far enough away. He's like, she's not looking for her contacts. Like, he knows, and he's still driving up. No, like, weren't you surprised? Weren't you surprised when he just, like, kept coming towards the house?
Because we were not sure if he saw it or not. We were just, I still have hope. I was like, maybe he didn't know. Maybe he just saw we were, like, just chilling together. I don't know.
I think the horses were probably texting him. I think they're doing it now.
Snitches.
Or the security camera he had in the living room, maybe.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Tell me you haven't thought about that yet. So what was it like when you left? Like, what did you and your boyfriend do, like, when this was over? So he pays the bill, which I think is hilarious.
We never saw the landlord again. I think it was too awkward. He never, like, came back. We just, like, check out ourselves and put the money on the table.
And what did your boyfriend do to kind of, you know what I mean, get rid of his frustration?
He was just, like, keep saying we should have, like, finished or something.
Great minds think alike. That's exactly what I was
saying. That was my question, actually. What did he do? So what did you do after that? You broke up and you went home? You're just like, hey, thanks for having sex with me in front of horses and the guy who owns the place.
Yeah, it was like the last day of our trip, so we still like had like 3 days, and then we broke up. I went back to Belgium and he went back to Portugal.
God, you know, he's still telling that story. I feel like I've heard that story on the internet already.
Yeah, probably. He was bragging about it.
I saw the video, yeah.
I'm telling you, those were good-looking horses.
Yeah, especially the black ones.
Ooh, nice.
I think it's time to end this recording.
I just applaud both of you because, you know, getting out in nature is very liberating. I get it. I hope that landlord really has a story for himself as well. Maybe he took the inspiration from you two.
Yeah, maybe he turned it into a sex room or something. To attract tourists.
Okay, that was a killer story. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.